Welcome to the Detail Solutions Podcast. My name is Alex Russell, and I am your host. So it's Friday night. We're doing this one for the Sunday show. It's just me, no Jason. So we're going to jump into this and get to it, because Jason always ties me up. So we've got the website, thedetailsolutionspodcast.com. I'll say it till I'm blue in the face, man. It is the best website in all of detailing, and mainly it's because it's our website. You can find all the links where you can find us, social media, listen to us on Apple, listen to us on Spotify. We have a preferred vendor page. I mean, listen, you know, the vendors that we have, the support that we have in this industry is phenomenal. There's some great people, and you can pretty much find anything that you're looking for on our vendor page. And we are going to give you some codes. We're going to give you some discount codes. You save some money, spend some money with our vendors. They'll spend some money with us. We give you those laughs, hashtag money, money, funny. And then we have the merch store where you can buy the Concaster t-shirt. You can buy the headphone logo shirt, sweatshirts, hoodies. You can get the hat. So yeah, go check us out. TheDetailSolutionsPodcast.com. We are not live on YouTube anymore. Sorry for the people who maybe caught us there live. We're trying something a little bit different to see where we can do these as videos versus lives, hopefully to get better views. So you can check us out on the Detail Solutions Podcast on YouTube. That's our channel. Please go give it a like, hit a notification button, check out some of the videos if you want to see some of these in action. TikTok, man, we're past that 500 mark on TikTok. Slowly getting to the 1,000 so we can start doing some live streams. One of the things that'll be cool with Restream is we can stream the podcast live to TikTok, which would be fun. So we are the Detail Solutions Pod over there on TikTok. Like I said before, I really don't care if you watch any of the videos. I know Jason does because he makes them. I don't care if you like them. Jason does because he makes them. I just want to get to 1,000 subscribers or followers so we can go live. Please go like, share, follow, subscribe, hit that notification button anywhere that you're listening to us. Please leave us a review if you have the chance. 5-star review on Apple and Spotify. If you can take a few minutes out of your time on Apple and actually write a review, that'd be killer. We'd much appreciate that. And if you want to be a guest, shoot me an email at detailsolutionspodcast@gmail.com. In fact, that's where tonight's guest came from. So we introduced that last week or whatever. And then I forgot to check it. And then I did check it. And I had an email from Matt Burrows who said, "Hey guys, I'd love to come on the show." And I was like, "Fuck yeah, man. Let's do this shit." So we'll be right back with Matt Burrows. Fiber has every pad you would need, including tire pads, towels, got them, windows, wheels, interiors, paint. The all-new Mint on a Stick for hitting taller vehicles, or the new Bug Sponge for fronts. And then we have the Dragon Wash Sponge Mitt. It's perfect for the two-bucket system, glides on the cars, easy, soft on the paint. Hey, don't forget, go watch us on YouTube. Check out our channel. And then the barrel blade, it's perfect for getting in between those tight wheels, calipers. We also have the Dreadknot. It's the staple of all auto fiber towels. If you're not using it to dry, you're missing out. And then the new wheel paw for getting those faces, getting in between spokes, getting the lug nuts, all those hard to reach places. So go to autofiber.com. Make sure to use the code DSP at checkout.
Hey everybody, Rennie Doyle here, founder of the Detail Mafia and Detailing Success. You know, I love quotes, and this is one of my favorites. It's not enough to do your best. You must know what to do, then do your best. There's a lot more to detailing than just making paint shiny. To be successful, you need to be a well-rounded detailer, and most importantly, an entrepreneur. At Detailing Success, I really take pride in that we will not only teach you the highest level detailing skills you need, but we will mentor and coach you to be a profitable business owner. Our advanced 5-day training is held monthly at my hometown, in the beautiful town, I may say, of Big Bear Lake, California. If you want to learn more, email me directly at rennie@detailingsuccess.com or visit detailingsuccess.com and ask about our special offer for our podcast listeners. Happy detailing, everybody. Take care. We'll see you next time.
All right. And I'm joined by Matt Burrows from Custom Suds Detailing. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, doing good. Doing good.
Awesome, man. Listen, thanks for emailing. Appreciate that. Thanks for being here.
Shocked, honestly.
Shocked what? That we got your email or shocked that you're on the show?
Shocked them on the show, but also like I threw it out there just being like, hey, maybe I'll respond. Thank you for reaching out, bud, but like, you know, you're not there yet.
Listen, man, you said you listen to this podcast. We take everybody, like,
you know. Yeah, I've gone through all of it, man. I listen to all of it, even, you know, today.
Dude, I appreciate that. You don't know what that means to me, man. Like, you know, it's sometimes, you know, we throw it out there and I mean, we know people are listening, obviously, because, you know, we see the numbers and things like that. I mean, we wouldn't have, you know, hit 100,000 total listens if people weren't listening. So we know we're listening, but dude, it really, you know, it makes me and Jason feel really special when we get those messages or we get, you know, people that either text us or, you know, email in your case or whatever, that, you know, hey guys, love the show, listen to every single one of them. Somebody I was Nate McCain, I was texting with him yesterday and he's like, dude, I've been listening to him every day, like even going back to the ones from like 2 years ago. And I'm like, fuck, man, like, yeah. You guys don't, that means something. That makes me feel good. And that means we're doing something right, I guess, you know, people keep listening. So but yeah, man, let's dive into you. This is, and like I, you know, like I mentioned kind of off air, these are the ones that I'm kind of interested in because I don't know you. I don't know anything about you. So, you know, like this is, you know, meeting for the first time. I think these are a little more fun because, you know, not to say that I'm not interested when I talk to people that I do know, but sometimes when you already know a story or know somebody's background and you're trying to, you know, ask the questions, it just doesn't hit the same way. So, you know, give us all the tea, man. What's the where, when, how, why did you get into detailing?
All right. So, I mean, pretty much my friend gave me some Adam Polish's, you know, products and said, try this shit out, man. He's like, you'll love it. And I was like, okay, tried it out. I'm like, wow, like it's easy. Things are easy. Products came a long way since, you know, I'm 42 now and I'm, you know, messing around with my S10 back in 2000. Like,
yeah,
it's a little different. Like, now it's all the ceramics and sprays and stuff, but I fell in love with detailing at that point again. Like, it reignited, I guess, like taking care of your car, taking pride into it. And I'm a mechanic for Case Construction. For 20 years I was. So I was started as a yard man. Excuse me, man. Makes me nervous on this thing.
No, man, listen, it's just the two of us talking and about, I don't know, 300 or 400 people listening whenever this comes out, you know.
I know. So as a mechanic, like detailing equipment, not really detailing per se, but like,
right,
you know, we were still pressure washing with a extreme heavy degreaser and acid base and stripping stuff off, grease and all that, and then cleaning out the cabs, which we would just pressure wash, hose them down because they're all vinyl, rubber.
Yeah.
Make sure you don't spray
the electronics. You're that guy in the video that everybody sends me, like soaping up the interior and just pressure washing everything, right?
No. So we'd have the machine tilted to like a degree and pressure wash it all out the door, get the worst of it out.
Nice.
And then just come in, look some simple green, wipe it down, all that. But I mean, that's just a rough around. And then, you know, after doing this and working on it and everything, like, but now I'm done with this. I just came about, like, I think maybe I want to try this detailing. Maybe, like, people love what I'm doing, I guess.
Or, yeah.
You know, and the wife said, you know, you did it for 20 years. I'll do it for 20 years. I said, check. I'm out.
Nice.
So I got out, and then my company told me, like, say, look, we don't want you to go. We have a position open up for you as a product support and customer service base. And I was like, that's fine, and I'll do that, but I just wanted a little bit of flexibility. Like, they said, no problem. You're your own person. You make your own money. So I was like, okay. And I was like, so what do I got to do here? You just, you know, customer support, appraise machines, find out what customers want. I was like, I can do that.
Yeah.
You know, I schedule a lot of details around between like Thursday to Saturday is what I do.
Okay.
Which is nice. I have either bring them to my house, my little one car garage, or I've been just recently this year doing a little bit of mobile, trying to set up my truck with a actual pressure washer reel and, you know, stuff like that, instead of lugging everything out for, you know, setting up and taking 30 minutes or whatever.
Right.
It's a pain, which is fine. It's a different environment being mobile. I don't really intentionally like it, but yeah. The customers demand it more. It's there more. Other than, I mean, I don't know what else to really elaborate on, like questions anybody's got. Well, you know?
So when you did all this, so how long have you been, you know, like, let's say, you know, you know, not just dabbling with it, like, how long have you actually, has it been since you started, you know, custom suds?
I mean, it was literally a flip of the script. Like, I got a domain name, custom suds. I went on, I was like, customsudsdetailing.com.
Yeah.
Nobody claimed it.
Right.
Like, okay, pay for that, you know, freaking set up the webpage, which is another thing. And then 3 years now I've been doing it.
Yeah.
I think this year I've actually feel just that next step confident.
Yeah.
Taking it to like the little bit of mobile now and understanding more of the industry. Like, it's there. It's all there. It's just like when you're actually into it, that's when you need your actual help or understanding.
Right.
Things.
Yeah.
Like, and we all can clean a car. We all can clean this, but
right. And that 3 year mark, you know, from talking to different people and then from my own self, you're right. That 3 year mark is where it does seem to kind of start to click a little bit. You know, and you realize like things are starting to get a little bit easier now. It's easier to get work. It's easier, you know, with your processes, because you've had 2 years to kind of, you know, figure out which is the best way or the right way for you to do it, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
And that's what I noticed. That 3 year mark was definitely like a noticeable difference. And then every year it just seemed to get, you know, a little bit busy, a little bit better, a little bit busy, a little bit better, a little bit busy, a little bit better. So yeah, man, I mean, that's awesome. And the fact that, you know, you're doing it part-time while you work another job is crazy to me, you know? You know, I always say on here, you know, like I feel like I'm the part-time full-time detailer, because it is my full-time job, but you know, I kind of work part-time hours at it. So, you know, guys that are working kind of a full-time job and then doing this, I give it to them, man.
I mean, I don't want to say I'm full-time with my job. I'm 3 days, probably 5 hours a day.
Oh, okay. So you're
basically working 7 to 8, 5.
Well, that's not bad. So you're doing like two part-time jobs then. That's not bad then.
But like somebody calls, I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm answering here in my room right now. I'm like, let me look it up. Let me,
yeah.
Do things. But like, yeah, I try to do things. But I'm also not pushing the social media as hard as I should and I know.
Right. Like, just taking it easy.
Yeah, it's more word of mouth, which I like. It comes in, it comes out. I have a couple maintenance clients, which is nice. I do a monthly basis with them. And, you know, my prices, everyone keeps telling me to raise them, and I'm just not confident enough to do that. I'm just, like, my self-confidence not there.
I'm gonna tell you this. I'm just gonna tell you, just do it. Cause I was the same way. You know, I mean, when I originally started out leaving the car wash, you know, I mean, I was that $400, $500, $600 coating guy because I didn't know any better, right? Everybody I talked to in the industry or whatever and said, you know, like, what should I charge for a coating? And they're like, oh, like $400, $500, $600. But they weren't telling me like, oh, but then you charge paint correction on top of that, right? So I just, you know, I was asking, what do you charge for a coating? They told me that, you know, I guess I should have asked the question, what do I charge for paint correction and coating? And somebody would have been like $1,215, you know, whatever. You know, and I had to kind of learn it the hard way that way. And every year after my third year, then I started kind of like, you know, I was like, man, I really need to raise it, you know, like $600 for correction and coding for 2 days worth of work is not enough or whatever. And I slowly but surely, you know, kind of got it up to about 12, I think it was $1,200 or $1,400. When I first went to Reds and hung out with Noxie. And Noxie was like, go home tomorrow and raise it $200. And I was like, dude, like, I'm like, you know, like you, like, I just didn't have the confidence in it in myself.
$200 is a lot.
Yeah. You know, and I was like, man, I'm already at like 1200, 1400, or I think it was at 1400 at the time. And I already felt like I was too expensive. And he's like, go home and raise it $200. Just do it. And I was like, so like I go home and I don't know, it was like a few days later, within the week or whatever, I had a client, you know, come up and, hey, you know, ceramic coatings. Yes. Yes, I do. You know, did my whole spiel and all that stuff. And he goes, okay, how much? And I was like, $1,600. And he goes, okay, when can you do it? And I was like, tomorrow. Like, I'm, you know, like I couldn't believe it, you know, but then that gave me the confidence. I was like, okay, cool. You know? And then the next year I go see Noxie and he's like, raise it $200 more. So I was like, bro. And he's like, do it.
What?
And I went home and I was like, $1,800. And people were like, done, you know? And then the next year he's like, all right, buddy, get that shit to $2,000. And now I'm at like $2,000. And listen, here's the thing that I've learned. Is when you're charging a premium, like you're going to get premium clients. You're going to get the people that don't, right. They're like, okay, cool, done deal, right? When you're charging that $400, $500, that's when you get the people like, oh man, that's the best you can do. Like, you know, you get the shitty clients, you know, and then you do the job and then they come back and they're like, bro, what about this spot? You couldn't get that out or this or that. Like you charge somebody $2,000, they come in and like, holy fuck, this looks better than when I dropped it off, you know, and, you know, pay you. And then they go. Right. And so that's what I learned. And so, you know, it's, you know, having the confidence is one thing, but dude, just do it. Like, you know, if people have done the research, they know what the job should cost, whatever it is, an interior detail, you know, paint correction, a ceramic coating, they know where it should be. So as long as you fall in that to be zone, they're gonna pay it, man.
I agree. I mean, like, so like, when did you feel confident enough like you're good at paint correcting? Because I'm not there at that level, two-stepping. I'm like paint enhancement or one step, that's all you get. Just because I know how the clear coats are out there, like I'm measuring it, I'm getting like 4 mils, 4.5. I'm like, whew, I'm scared to go any harder, honestly.
Yeah, I mean 4 mils, 5 mils, that's pretty much the norm. Yeah, I mean you're pretty good with that. It's when it gets into the one and twos, you got to be a little scared. But dude,
I one and two.
listen, my buddy Mike had a 2019 Toyota 4Runner. He might be working on it this week, but the guy came in the other day or whatever for him to look at it, and it had a lot of like swirls and some light scratches and everything on it. He measured all around that thing, and it was measuring less than two mils of paint. It was like in the one and a half or whatever. So he just did Oberk Sole with an Oberk yellow pad and just did a quick three pass section, probably got it about 80%, 85%, but the customer was blown away, you know, and using Sole and a yellow pad, he didn't really remove enough to, you know, really make it a big difference or whatever. So, so yeah, man, four or five, dude, you got enough there.
You had to have like two mils between, you know, of protection with clear coat for the UV and all that, you know?
You're supposed to, but they're painting cars so damn thin these days. Like, I don't even think they have two mils coming from the factory anymore, you know? Like,
okay, well, that's where I want to stay then. Like, yeah. I'll tell the customer, hey, if you want me to go below this,
yeah,
I'm just telling you.
No, I mean, I think you gotta, like, you know, anything in that, you know, anything under, I think, three mils, you gotta be real careful. I mean, you're not gonna like throw a wool pad on with like some M100 or something like that. But if you're doing like, you know, a nice, you know, I mean, for me, you know, shout out Davey, the Oberk Sole and the yellow pad. It's such a great product anyways. Like, it's got just enough cut without being too much cut. It finishes down real nice, that you can get away with all that. But I mean, to answer your question, dude, like 7 years in, I still question my paint correction skills. Everybody's laughing at this right now, probably. You know, like,
after rockers.
Yeah. You know, yeah, bring on the rockers. No, man. I mean, like, you know, like, I still do stuff, you know, and I pull it out in the sun and, you know, and I'm like, shit, that's pretty good. You know, and I'll take a walk around video and, you know, and I'll post. I don't really post them anymore, but I used to post them all the time, you know, but then I watch somebody else post a video and I'm like, fuck, man, I don't think my car looks like that. You know, like, they, what the fuck did they do? Like, how did they make it, you know, glossier or shinier? Like, what kind of sun do they got, you know? So I don't know, man. I mean, it's, you know, I think it's just one of those things. I mean, even some of the guys in the industry that, you know, everybody kind of looks up to, I talk to, and even they sometimes, you know, doubt their skills and whatnot. So I think really, man, it's just, you know, what makes you feel good and are your customers happy? Because at the end of the day, like, you know, who gives a fuck what the other detailer thinks of it? You know, is your client happy?
Yeah, I agree.
You know, are you happy enough with it? Is your client ecstatic with it? Like, you know, and you'll figure it out over time too. I mean, the more you do it, I always say, like, the next guy's going to get a better job, you know, like, mm-hmm. You know, I feel for the guys 7 years ago when I was quote unquote paint correcting, because I wasn't, you know, where I am now, but, you know, in 2 months, I'll probably feel bad for the guys that I'm doing now, because I feel like I'll get better. I'll figure something, you know, different out or whatever. So, yeah, that's all.
I joined Paint Assassins with the group.
Yeah.
And like, it's freaking awesome how, like, all these guys are so supportive, but these guys are cranking out these triple steps or double step corrections, and these things look like mirrors, and I'm like, yeah, I'm not there. There's no way, man. Like,
yeah,
that before picture is what I would have been doing.
Yeah.
You go to another level.
Yeah, no, man, it's just but it just takes time, dude. I mean, like, you know, it's sometimes it's just, listen, you can't really ever trust a camera anyways, right?
Yeah. Like,
I mean, I could walk around a black car and make it look like the shit on camera, and then you put a light on it and you're like, holy shit, that's like fucked up, you know? So that's the other thing, you know, did they put a filter on it? Cause I know there's a lot of detailers out there that put filters, you know, really? On. Yeah.
You don't think they're being anywhat 100% truthful or honest? Like,
listen, when a car looks like it's almost chrome, come on now, you know, like it's got a filter on it.
I guess, man, it sucks you in so much.
It does.
Like, God, I can't get enough of it, man. The wife's like, put it down. Like, yeah. Why are you listening to him? Why are you doing this? You just bought products. I'm like, yeah. I know, but it's so good at the discount at 20%.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah. It's the hard part when you get the discount. You just want to buy more stuff and buy more stuff.
Know. You guys sold me. I got Auto Fiber sending towels to me now. Like, I love it. Man. It's nice. I love to see the new products. I love to see these towels. And,
yeah.
You know,
so you did the Towel of the Month Club?
Yeah. It's very, I like it a lot. I really do because it lets me experiment.
Oh, yeah.
See the product without buying it.
Right. That's the beauty of it. Yeah, that's the beauty of it, you know.
It's got a wash mitt. It's like a, I forget what the name was, but it's a wash mitt, but you take the foam out of it. So it's like a two-sided microfiber.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, this is awesome. It's like a, basically having a cloth, but actually I can just still do a soap rinse. But I do a lot of rinseless washes if the cars aren't really hammered.
Yeah.
You know, in a sense. I really love doing it.
Yeah, I do. I do a lot of them. I like to use the double flip. Auto fiber double flip.
Towel. I got those too.
Yeah, I like using those for my rinseless washes. And I even color code them because I use the Oberk rinseless, which Dave made it a pink color. So I buy the pink double flip towels just to.
I just want to get the numbered ones. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, yeah. The quadrant. Yeah, the quadrant towels for the ceramic coatings. Yeah.
But I'm like, come on, I'm smarter than that. I can do better. But you do when you get
going. Yeah, until you're like, which way did I flip it?
I'm looking at it. I'm like, that's dirty. Just get a new one.
Yeah. Listen, that's why I use the Cost What towels.
Yes, because
when you buy them in the bulk, they end up being so cheap. And if they get dirty, whatever, you throw them away. Like it's, you know, I think it breaks down to like 75 cents, 80 cents a towel. Like I'll easily throw that away, you know, versus a $4 Korean plush for $4.70 or whatever, you know.
What I just bought, the Korean plush pack. But like you were talking about those quadrant or what towels, and I'm sitting there, what did he say? I had to rewind the podcast. I still didn't hear it. Rewind, crank it all the way up. I'm like, what the fuck is he saying?
Yeah. Yeah, it's the Cost What.
And I was like,
really Cost What? Yeah.
How big of a pack do you have to buy to get it that cheap?
So I think it's a case of 200. And I think, so there's two ways to do it. You can get the case of 200 edgeless, which I think is $160, $170 or something like that. Or you can get the 200 with the edge for like $150. So I get the edgeless ones because the ones with the one with the edge, it's got a tag on it. So you got to, you know, you always got to tear the tag off, and then you've got that. I mean, it's not a hard edge, but you know, it's a sewn edge. So, I like the edgeless ones.
I do too. Those Korean plush they sent me, I was like, oh, I love it.
Yeah.
But I mean, the rag company made the creatureless one I got.
Yeah.
I like a lot, but I have I use detailed image, so I have like a wholesale account.
Okay. Yeah.
It helps a lot, but like a lot of stuff Auto Fiber doesn't do from there as I could do from their website. So I'm
back and forth.
And I'm like trying to get the better value, but also save money on shipping.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And I'm sort of like just small, but whatever.
Yeah.
You like what you like. And then I try to stick with it. I have so much crap in my garage now. It's sitting there not doing anything. products.
Yeah, that's one of the things I had to kind of like wean myself off of, because I would buy this and then I'd buy that and then I'd buy that and then I'd end up with like, you know, 4, 5, 6 bottles that all did the same thing, you know. So it's like, let me just I like this one, so I'm just going to use this one. There's no need in having 5 compounds that all cut the same. There's no need in having, you know, 6 polishes that all polish the same. So I've gotten it down now to where I just, you know, kind of have 1 or 2 of kind of each. Yeah. You know, I mean, mostly I use Soul, because everything I've been doing lately has been new cars. So it really doesn't need to be like compounded. It just needs a polish on it before I coat it. And then if I do get something that's a little rough, usually Obert cut is good enough for it. And if it's really, really bad, then I have M100, and that's pretty much it. You know, I mean, 3 products, one's a really heavy, one's a medium, and then one's a, you know, like a polish with a cut to it. And I just weeded it down. Because yeah, otherwise you end up looking like the detail store that you're buying everything from.
I know. I'm trying to cut down the products. Like,
yeah,
I'm trying to figure out my, what I'm using the most and like all that stuff. So, I really don't need it. I know that now. I know it. Now I have to sort it out.
Exactly.
I need to do for an exterior, what I need to do for an interior, and polishing. Like,
yeah.
I really.
It's the Michael Scott KISS method, you know, keep it simple, stupid.
Yeah, simply said, but
Yeah, exactly.
I tried to, but it doesn't.
Yeah, listen, let's jump in our commercial break, and then we'll be right back.
All right.
Tell us about your little wheelie journey you had yesterday. How'd that go on the Viper chair?
I stole this Viper chair. A lot of people hadn't played with one, so I quite like the fact that they got a shot.
Nice.
A lot of guys were generally trying out, going, huh, these things are cool. But it was good fun, especially on this floor. Like, this is a legit carpet, and all the cables, it just
rolls right over.
In its stride. Yeah, well done. It's a cool chair. I like it.
How comfortable are you right now?
Very.
Yeah.
So do you think retailers should invest in a Viper chair?
You know what? My name's Alan Medcra, and I would say go buy Viper.
Make sure to go to viperindustrial.com and at checkout, use the code DSP to save an additional $25 off your purchase. That's a stackable coupon, so whatever Viper's giving you off, get another $25 as well.
Do you own a detailing business but want to improve your success online? Or are you just starting out but not even sure where to begin? Let Detailers Roadmap guide you down the road to success. Detailers Roadmap is an all-in-one web solution for your auto detailing business. A custom website designed to help you attract and retain customers without breaking the bank. We'll write and design your website from start to finish and provide ongoing support to ensure it's working great for you. Our custom website packages include everything you need to succeed online. And with our local SEO services, we'll make sure your business gets noticed by customers in your area. So why wait? It's time to take your auto detailing business to the next level with an all-in-one website solution from Detailers Roadmap. Visit detailersroadmap.com to get started today.
All right, I'm back. So, okay, so you're doing
in between.
You're doing mobile and stuff. Yeah.
I'm trying to get more mobile. I'm setting things up, but
yeah,
because I'm just doing the actual like water hookup at people's houses and electric for right now.
Yeah. So that's a question that always gets brought up. Like, do you feel like the clients are like, you're hooking up water and power here? Yeah. Or are they just like, hey, water's right there, plug-ins over here, let me know if you need anything.
Yep.
Because that's how I think most clients are, but
they are.
I think the ego detailers get it, like, you know, like, oh, you know,
yeah,
can't use their water, you can't use their electric. Like, I've never had a client, you know, look at me.
I had one that asked me about water.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm just going to hook up to your water. He's like, well, is the price the same? I say, well, $5 off. I don't mean, it's not that much water. I was like, I'm not going to spend that much, but I'll take $5 off if that makes you happy.
Yeah.
That was about it. And, like, he was cool. It was fine. But, like, yeah, everyone's trying to get the edge. I get it. But
yeah. I mean, it's a little bit different for me, too, because, I mean, I'm just doing rentless, because most of the clients that I go for mobiles are coded cars. So they don't really need, like, a full right. on like foaming wash and everything. So, I mean, like I'm really just 3 gallons of water, you know, in a bucket, to do a rinseless. So, but yeah, I've never had any, you know, they're kind of the guy, they're kind of the clients. It's like, you know, water hoses there, plug-ins there. Let me know if you need anything else, you know, like you want a beer, you know, yeah. You know, I'm like, no, I'm good. You know, I brought a drink, like, you know,
no, it's 90 degrees out. I'm fine.
yeah. 90 degrees. Shit. I wish.
Oh, I know. You guys are freaking. I don't know how you do it.
It was like a, I think it was like a hard
deionized water all the time. Like,
so I use deionized water at the shop. So like when I'm doing stuff at the shop, like when I'm doing like, you know, clay and waxes or polish jobs or coating jobs or whatever, where I am doing a foaming wash, and yeah, I have deionized water, which does help. But I still try not to, you know, let it dry out. Like I try to constantly keep the car wet. And then as soon as I'm done rinsing it, like I'll pull it in, get it out of the heat just because it's so hot now that I just don't want to take the chance. Cause you know, if I miss a little bit of soap or something like that, you know, I'll get a soap, you know, spot or whatever. So, yeah, but yeah, it's been unbearable down here.
I'm trying to go that route with deionizer and like portable tank just for that reason for rinsing.
Yeah.
But like everyone just keeps saying, you know, just keep it wet. But like,
that's hard to do sometimes, especially when it's just you, you know, cause that's the thing. Like I'll be, cause the sun comes up on the east. So that's the passenger side of a car, you know, and if I'm, you know, sudsing or washing the driver's side, which is in the shade, by the time I get back around to the passenger side to try and wet it, like it's already starting to dry out. So,
right.
You know, it's hard, but I mean, at least with deionized water, even if it starts drying out, I can respray it and get it rinsed off and everything like that. And not have to worry too much, but yeah, I mean, they make those little CR spotless, portable ones that aren't too expensive. You know, and I've heard great things about them. I know a lot of people kind of use those.
Yeah.
The key,
like, you can do to them and stuff. I saw like,
yeah,
hacks or whatever. I'm just like, man, it's too much. It's too much. Why can't we keep it simple?
No, right?
Everybody's coming out with something. Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, that's why you just rinseless wash it, you know, if it's not too dirty, because then you don't have to worry about it. I wash and dry sections at a time. So,
you know,
yeah. So like I'll do driver's side windshield and then dry it. And I'll do driver's side of the hood, front bumper and quarter panel and then dry it. Then I'll do like driver's side of the roof and dry it, the doors, the rear quarter panel and dry it. So that's how I originally learned it. When I went to Auto Geek and Ivan was there doing, back when he was with Opti, and he was doing a no rinse, an O&R, training session. And that's kind of how he was explaining, you know, you wash and dry in sections. So that way, you know, you're just making one trip around the car, it's, you know, clean and dry, you know, easy peasy. So, I mean, and I do that for a lot of cars. I mean, unless they're really, really bad, you know, which, you know, a rinseless wash will, you know, kind of work on a really dirty car, but you know, you run a little bit more of a risk of, you know, maybe marring it or whatever. You know, usually if it's a really dirty, bad car or something like that, and I don't have it at the shop to actually do an all-purpose soap, you know, pre-soak and then rinse it and all that stuff, I'll just, yeah, when I put my mid in the rinseless, I just don't really wring it out that much, so it's got a lot of lubrication to it.
Suds on it.
Yeah,
Yeah, I try to do like a lot of like an IK foamer, and I should go around, blast the lower rocker panels, you know, all the bug stuff. The roof's not really a big deal, you know, unless they got tree sap, but I mean, and then that's when I need the pressure washer to kind of blast that off, and that's when I need the water, and then come in with my rinseless. So I'm really only using, like you say, 3 gallons of water.
Yeah.
And then you're rinse washing, but now that all that other water is sitting around the car drying.
Yeah, exactly.
So then I come around with the pump sprayer with the, you know, rinse
it.
Trying to help water spot, you know, the polymers and all that. And it works well. I mean, I've been using a lot of the sponge. I like the sponge, the black sponge, you know.
People, that's the UBS sponge from Lake Country.
Is that what you're talking about? Yeah, that one. And DIY's Legacy sponge, which is the same from what he did.
Opti
and everything else.
Yeah, because Ivan helped develop the Big Red sponge. Right. And then he went to the rag company and helped him with the UBS sponge. And so
black one, black and red. Yeah. And then just, I guess the sponge is able to adapt to soap. And rinseless is the way I understand it now.
Yeah. I used to use I used to use the Big Red sponge and the UBS sponge too. Because the way that Ivan explained it to me is there's like an inner core sponge that, so like as it's got that spider cut, as you're, you know, kind of rubbing it across the car, that's like spreading out and picking up all the dirt and everything. And kind of pulling it into the inner core sponge, so you're not really dragging it across the car.
As long as it's not soaking wet.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Like a sponge.
Yeah. And I used to use those. I mean, like they would last me forever. But then the UBS, I don't know if they changed something with it, because the first one I had was awesome. I mean, it lasted forever. And then the second one, it seemed like after maybe a couple of months, it just would like mush. Like every time I grip it and I'd let go, it like wouldn't like expand back out. It just mushed. Huh. So I don't know. And then I was like, you know, I want to switch to, you know, like a mitt or a towel or something like that. So that's when I talked to Ian, and he was like, well, you do a lot of rinseless, don't you? And I was like, yeah. Because I was thinking about buying the, I think it's the Monster Mitt, I think is what he has. Like his microfiber wash mitt. And he's like, why don't you try the double flip? And so I bought the double flip. I was like, oh, I kind of like this a little bit better. So I've been using the double flips now for probably most of this year so far.
What do you go through, like 3 or 4 of them on a car? Like, I don't know, sedan size?
I mean, really, like, again, you know, most of the cars that I'm doing are clean-ish because they're coated. Mm-hmm. I just use one. I mean, I just use it like you would use a hand mitt. I just like the towel part of it, you know, and you know, if I get a little bit of dirt on it from, you know, washing the lower part of the doors or the rockers or whatever, I just rake it across the bottom of my, you know, grit guard like you would do a sponge or a mitt or whatever, you know, and wring it out and dip it back in. And it usually, you know, removes that dirt off of it to kind of go again. And I'll usually, you know, again, you know, we're talking about like, you know, like what I washed today. I washed an X5M white that was coated. That honestly, you know, I washed it last Friday and I pulled up and I was kind of like, shit, did they even drive it this week? Like it's that clean, right? And then I washed a Porsche Cabriolet, 911 Cabriolet that, you know, again, looked like she didn't drive it from last week. A Bentley Continental GT that was pretty clean. The Audi RS7 was the dirtiest car I always wash, you know. So I'll do what?
I thought you had an Audi RS7.
No, I have an RS3. I don't have RS7 money. I just, the podcast apparently only affords me RS3 money, not RS7 money, as what everybody thinks.
So you can only get water sprinkler money.
Water sprinkler.
That's my goal. I'm going to get a water sprinkler in my house one day.
Yeah. You know, and then I watch like a Parker Pack hand. Like, I mean, like everything I'm washing is like higher end, you know, coated, not very dirty. You know, I mean, it's not the soccer mom, you know, minivan or, you know, the mud truck or whatever. So like I can use one of those double flips like per car. You know, I just take like four or five of them with me for the day and use them or whatever. And then I take them home and wash them and, you know, they're ready to go for the next round or whatever.
Here's my other question. So yeah. I guess you're doing cars like weekly basis, right?
Yeah. I mean, I have my monthly clients, you know, quote unquote, that I take care of every week.
So like my problem is I'm so small. I'm going through cars for like maybe 3 to 4 a month, but like I don't have that many towels, and I'm throwing in my wash like I don't know 12 in a big ass washing machine. It feels like I'm wasting time and like energy and stuff. So like I throw them all into a bucket with like the rags to riches and let them soak until I build enough rags, and I throw a bunch into the washing machine. Is that stupid or like?
I mean, which towels are you talking about? Like drying towels or like?
Like all the towels I use for basically.
Polishing towels or wheel well towels.
I try to separate my polishing, separate any towels I use, my wax and sealants or ceramic detail sprays.
Yeah.
You know, but now I got like a line of 5 buckets sitting here with different stuff in it. And I'm like, Jesus, man, I got to keep track of this.
Yeah, I don't know, man. For me, it's just, you know, like, I don't know. I mean, it depends. Sometimes I've been lazy because it's been so hot and I haven't, like, I didn't really do anything in the shop this week because it's been so hot and I don't want to go in. Like, I've got about legitimately like 4 piles of towels that I need to bring home and wash. But it's like the one thing I hate the most. Like, I'm almost just thinking like, okay, these towels are pretty old. Like I'm thinking I'm just going to throw them all away and then I'll start fresh. Right. Cause I mean, like they're pretty much, I mean, you know, again, with the cost, what towel being so cheap, like I use that for everything. I use it as a door jam towel. You know, I'll use it as an interior cleaning towel. I'll use it as a wheel towel. I'll use it as, I mean, never the same one for the same, for different things. Right. Like once it's a wheel or door jam towel, it's a wheel or door jam towel.
Yeah.
You know, but sometimes again, like they're so cheap, like sometimes I'll just be like, fuck it. And I'll just throw it away instead of washing it. You know, but it depends. I mean, sometimes I brought home just like a 5-gallon bucket full of towels, which, you know, sometimes isn't a lot of towels and I'll wash those. And then other times I wait until I've got, you know, 4 heaping loads worth of towels. And then I'm kind of like, oh, all right, now, okay, I gotta wash towels now, you know, and a lot of times with the drying towels, you know, I mean, they're made to do multiple cars. So like, you know, once I do them, I just hang them up over something in the shop and let them kind of dry out and then I'll reuse.
Thank you. I'm glad I don't feel like I'm the only one.
No, especially on my Friday gigs, when I go out and I go through 5 cars before I get back to the shop. Uh-huh. Those Dreadnought Max towels that Ian came out with, I love those things because, I mean, shoot, I think I used 1 towel today for like 4 cars, you know, before I had to switch. So, you know, I only used, I think, like 2 towels today on like 6 cars, and then I'll just hang them up. I have 1 car tomorrow morning. That's my Saturday morning that I'll use the one I only used on 2 cars today. And then I'll just, you know, hang them up. And then I'll use the other, because I have 4 of them. So I'll use 2 of them between today and tomorrow. And then I'll use the other 2 during the week for whatever I have Monday through Thursday. And then Thursday, I'll bring them home and I'll wash those four towels with whatever double flips I've used. And then I'll be ready to go for next week, Friday and Saturday for my monthlies. So, yeah.
I got two drying towels. I got the one from the DIY, the blanket one, which is, okay. which is nice. It is really nice. It does dry the entire SUV one shot.
Yeah.
And then I think the rag company's, the Twist Loop 5000 or something.
Okay. Yeah, no.
The other one above the gauntlet one. I do have that one, but I switched to that one because I liked it more.
Yeah.
And I think I clogged up the gauntlet with some ceramic spray solution. And I can't get it out. And I don't know what to do with it. But I don't want to throw it out because it costs money. I don't want to waste it.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of the cool thing about I don't know if I'm allowed to say it. Whatever, I'll say it because maybe it'll force them to do it. So Ian's got a new program coming out where, I mean, I guess he kind of has it now. He does have like the wholesale account. You can sign up for the wholesale account and then you can buy in bulk. But he's got another one that he's going to kind of flip it to. And it's cool because like, you know, like I'll buy the Dreadnought Max from him. You know, and it's like, I don't know, 20, maybe 25 bucks a towel. You know, so I got my four.
That's better because then I don't have to keep bouncing back and forth because I can't buy the bulk from Detail Image from what I can buy bulk from him.
Right, so exactly.
I like to be able to buy a bulk of, you know, like 100 pack or something, but they may not offer it at that time unless they release some sale or wholesale price or something.
Right. And I know he has that wholesale account now, but he's beta testing the other thing. Cause like he gave me a code for it or whatever. And when I ordered towels last time I ordered it off of him and it like, you know, it was, I can't remember what the discount was, but I mean, it was like a considerable discount. And he was like, the cool thing about this one is like, you'll get that discount. If you sign up for it, you get that discount, whether you're buying like one towel or whether you're buying bulk. So, you know, he's like, that'll be the cool thing about it. So, yeah. Let's do a commercial break real quick and then we'll come back and see, man, we're at 55 minutes, man. We'll start wrapping this up.
It's so
hard. Yeah. We'll be right back.
It's cool.
If you have not yet tried Oberg's new APS soap, now is your chance to receive 15% off by using coupon code DSP, all capital letters. Oberg's new all-purpose soap is perfect for all your exterior washing needs. This unique formula combines plant-based cleaning power that is effective and versatile. Whether you are mobile washing or maintaining a ceramic-coated vehicle, APS soap works quickly and rinses easily. This super concentrated formula can also be used on really tough bugs and is very effective in dirty door jams. To find out more, please visit oberkcarcare.com.
Attention detail shop owners, say goodbye to the hassle of multiple orders from all different suppliers. Car Supplies Warehouse is here to revolutionize your shopping experience. We have created a comprehensive online platform where you can find everything you need all in one place. We are constantly expanding our product range, adding new supplies, tools, and equipment. Our goal is to make Car Supplies Warehouse your ultimate one-stop shopping destination. And we don't just stop at providing top quality products. We understand that knowledge is crucial for running a successful business. This is why we offer over 100 online videos specifically tailored to educate and empower businesses like yours. So grow your skills and run a successful business with our online training courses. We take our commitment to education even further by providing in-person training classes. Our expert instructors will guide you through hands-on sessions, sharing their wealth of knowledge and helping you take your shop to new heights. We also have an awesome discount program that ties everything together really nice. Enjoy exclusive benefits and saving as a Car Supplies Warehouse member. Join DetailWise Pro under the Save and Learn tab on our website. website, carsupplieswarehouse.com, and experience the advantages firsthand. And for a limited time only, we are offering a special deal just for Detail Solutions podcast listeners. Sign up for DetailWise Pro using code PRO30, and you're going to enjoy 30 days of free access and free discounts. There's no obligation. You can cancel anytime. So come discover what you've been missing.
All right, we're back. Okay, so now's the three question time.
Already?
So, yeah. Yeah, man. We're at that last wind down part of the show, man.
Keep it rolling. Come on, we got all night.
Yeah, unfortunately, people stop listening around the 50-minute to hour mark. So that's why we try to keep them around an hour, because once they start going over an hour, the retention just goes like this. Like you can like.
See. I agree. That SEMA one you did, I kind of lost part one, part two of SEMA.
Oh yeah. Some of those. And that's why we try to break some of them up, you know, and spread them out a little bit. But, you know, it's funny because we did that 3-hour one with Jen Turcotte, and some people love that one and wish we would do more like that. And then other people are like, you could see it like at an hour, it starts going like this. And by the 2-hour mark, it's like, you know, like the retention is just gone.
Oh, you see all that when people start cutting off or
anything? Well, not live. I have to wait until, you know, when I go into analytics for the show, once the show builds or has enough listens for them to kind of, you know, rank it and everything, I can go in and check the analytics and I can see, you know, it's funny. It's the one thing that always kind of like amazes me and I don't get it. You know, I mean, like the show starts at 100%. Right, obviously, and then it seems like by the time the theme song's over, we've dropped down to like 80%, and then it'll stay 80% to like the first ad, and it'll drop to like 77%, and then come back up after the first ad. So we lose like 2 or 3% at the ads because either majority of people are skipping, or not a majority of people, you know, 3%, 4% of the people are skipping them or something.
Yeah. I hear them so many times though. Like,
I know. And that's one of the things why I'm going to try and change it for next year to where we have, I'm going to try to make it to where we have multiple ad partners versus just the same 5 all year long. I want to try and switch it up for that. But yeah, I can see like as the episode goes along, when I look at the analytics, it has, you know, where the drop-offs go. And yeah, it's usually around that 45, 50 minute mark. We go from like that 80% down to like 60%. So, you know, but that's usually kind of this part of the episode when we're kind of winding down and some people don't really care to hear, you know, the questions or, you know, any of that stuff. So yeah, man, that's why we try to keep it around an hour.
That's good. Hour and a half max.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's if it's a good flowing episode, then yeah, you know, we won't cut it, you know, we'll let it run. You know, I mean, even kind of like this. I mean, we've got a good flow and, you know, we're hitting the hour mark now. So, but yeah, so let's get into these questions cuz this could take us another 10 or 15 minutes. So you're still fairly new, and by talking to you, I don't know if you have an answer for this yet, but when did you realize your worth? Like, when was that aha moment for you?
I'm probably still not there yet,
yeah.
But I do have a worth than what I was when I started. I know that for sure.
Yeah.
So like, honestly, it's probably after doing this, Mercury SUV. And this guy brought it to me, and it was covered in moss. He left it under a tree. It was his dad's car. He died or whatever.
Okay.
So it's been under a tree for a year. It was covered in moss, and it still had all the cigarettes and packets in it, and like just trash and moss inside the leather seats. Ugh. And he brought it to me, and I'm still new. It was about a year, and I'm like, fuck yeah, I'm gonna do this one. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Portfolio car.
I'm like, sure, no problem. I was like, that looks like, you know, trash, $400. You know, and then I get it. I'm like, shit, I screwed myself.
Yeah.
No, I did. I'm working too hard. Like, So it was like probably a 10-hour day. And I did try to upsell him on a polish to enhance the paint because it was ruined. I couldn't get any of the spots out. And, you know, I tried to do like a so-called acid wash.
Yeah.
They say. One of the groups told me to do that. I tried it. Didn't really affect it, but the polish did. And I was like, dude, took a picture, showed him. He's like, yeah, I'll take that. It's like $200. I told him just to do that. I mean, undersell, but
yeah.
Totally overworked myself because I ended up taking the next day to do it, another 4 hours, and ended up being a $600 deal. But I was proud. I was happy. I was excited. I was passionate about it. It was so cool. But after that, I was like, no more.
Yeah. Yeah. Typically, listen, man, those are the jobs that make you realize your worth. Like, those are the ones you go like, nope, I would not do this again. I'm worth more money. If he doesn't want to pay for it, then I'm not doing it. No, I get it, man.
That's, he gave me a good 5-star, appreciated everything and all that. Nice. You know, he was very happy, and I felt good because I like to leave a positive. I don't feel good.
Then yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I love doing stuff, fixing things, just being a mechanic. Like, I love to do that. That's why I like the pleasing. I just need the other background of business.
Right.
Someone else. You know, I need that side of media and business media, which, you know, would help. But,
yeah. Yeah.
I guess within, after that year, I kind of felt better, you know, moving on.
Yeah, exactly. Now you won't do no more of those jobs for $400.
No more of that mold job ever.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, and then what's your fight song? You know, it's WrestleMania. Yeah, it's WrestleMania, dude. You're coming down to the ring. You want everybody to know who you are, what you stand for. What's your fight song?
So I'm going to go with Korn by Blind.
Korn by Blind? Or yeah. Blind by Korn?
Well, Blind by Korn, but yeah.
Okay. Korn. Okay. I was like... Yeah.
Blind,
because I was thinking like Blind Melon, like, is he?
Sorry, I thought I was too eager to shoot it out, so that's probably why. Because you ask that all the time, and I'm like, every time I would, this would be my song.
Yeah,
my second song would be Dig by Mudvayne.
Okay, now yeah. Why? What about those songs,
dude? They get you hyped up, you're ready to go. Fight, man. You're ready to walk into the ring and go.
This is a good hype up song for you. Nice.
Yeah, listen to it.
All right. I will. Listen, I've started writing these down. I told Jason, hopefully maybe one day what we can do is do a Spotify playlist of everybody's fight song. You know, we'll make one day. I haven't written down enough to make a good playlist, but I think that's what I want to do with these once we maybe get a good maybe 15, you know, to start off a playlist or whatever. I think I've only got like 6 or 7 right now.
6 or 7 from 300,000 episodes. Like,
we haven't been asking this question for that long. We've only been asking this question for maybe
a bit of time.
Yeah, a good bit of time, but I didn't start writing it down until we were at SDC. And then I haven't done a lot of Q&As between SDC and now because of the topic stuff and taking time off and Air Force One and things like that. So, I mean, I'd have to go back and probably listen to a few episodes to get some, but yeah, I think I've got maybe about, like I said, 7 or 8 songs written down. I figure once maybe we get to about 15, we can at least make a good, I mean, most albums are only 10 songs nowadays, you know? So I figure if we can get to about 15, we'll have a little bit more than an album's worth of songs to at least start a playlist. And then we can go from there.
That first song though, by Korn, like, I have a funny story to break it up. But like, so my wedding song, well, not my wedding song, but my walk-in song was that.
Oh, nice.
I had my wife. I said, I don't care about, like, I care, but, like, you know, what I want.
Yeah.
I want one thing, and I want that to be my intro when I come in.
That's nice. That's awesome.
The people were like, what is happening?
Yeah. Yeah. No.
You'll listen to it. You'll hear it. You'll know.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's awesome. All right. And then the smartless question kind of plays towards the Bewitched, you know, If you could wiggle your nose and have your business be exactly where you want it to be, what does that look like? So I guess this is kind of like the 5-year question or the 10-year question. You know, if you that vision you have for your business, you know, if that was right now, what does that look like?
I mean, at this time, I would like to kind of get more, I guess, mobile and have someone else do it and me sit back and do it, like, just
do it in the shop or
set it up and whatever, do the business side of it.
Yeah,
and let a couple kids and, you know, people do it, and, you know, just rake it in a little bit, you know, not trying to kill it, but yet still deliver the service. And
right.
That's what I kind of would like to have.
Nice. So you'd like to build it to a point to where you've got employees, you're just kind of handling the sales and the office type stuff.
I guess. I mean, I don't want to be like, you know, have 12 trucks out there, but like,
yeah.
One truck I'd be happy with, someone else doing it, and just like, boom, boom, boom. That'd be great right now.
There you go.
You know, I would love it. But
yeah, work smarter, not harder, right? Have somebody else do the work for you.
Yeah, that's what I would like.
Yeah. Well, listen, Matt, I've had a blast, man. I mean, like I said in the beginning, like, I didn't know you. I don't know you. This has been awesome having a conversation with you. I'm so glad that you sent us an email. So anybody else listening, you know, if you want to be a guest on the show, you know, make sure you email us at detailsolutionspodcast@gmail.com, and you too can be like Matt, sitting here on the show having a blast. You know,
that's the reason I emailed you, because like, all your podcasts are, I mean, people of the industry that are really big and up, and I mean, they're already there, but like, they're big. Like, I'm thinking to myself, like, what about the guy that's trying to learn or anything like that? And, you know, I don't know any of it. I'm just learning as I'm going and listening to you guys.
And that's been the tough part over the past year or so, you know, because when this whole started, you know, my whole vision for it was, you know, like, I want to talk to the guys like you, the people that, you know, are like myself, that are, you know, getting to know them, and, you know, or people that I see them on Facebook and I think they do great work and everything. And as we've grown, you know, obviously now we do have that, you know, pull or notoriety or whatever to get the quote unquote big names in the industry. So now it's kind of becoming that juggling of, you know, still having on the little guys that have made this podcast, to kind of keep it true, but at the same time, still being able to pull the names in the industry, because sometimes those are the people that, you know, people want to hear from. They want to hear their take on something. They want to hear what they've got to say. So yeah, that has been the real juggling, the hard part of juggling. And again, that's why the Q&As I try to have kind of, you know, be for the everyday Joe guy, you know, and then bring on the big names or the quote unquote big names, for the topic episodes. Cause then, you know, we kind of keep a good fair balance that way. So no, man, I you really don't know how much it means to me, you know, that you say you listen all the time and, you know, go back and listen to episodes and whatnot. I mean, it's just, from the bottom of my heart, man, thank you so much.
Hey, I still like thumbs it up and 5-star because I listen to Spotify because I'm driving around all the time.
Yeah.
Work truck. So like, that's pretty much all I do. Like, I don't get to your live Q&As and all. I don't. And I want to, but like, I just don't. I listen to Spotify the most just because I'm driving around the work truck.
Yeah.
And every day I'm like, damn, did he put a new one out? All right.
Yeah.
I got an hour drive. Let's just go around.
Yeah. Every, I mean, that Sunday night one, I should probably just change to Monday morning, but, I don't know. I mean, they always say release your podcast on Monday morning, cause that's pretty much when everybody releases a podcast, is Monday morning.
Cause they're driving.
Yeah. You know, and that's kind of why I did Sunday night at 6 originally, because I thought, like, you know, and in the beginning, we didn't have, you know, international listeners. You know, we didn't have the Cams in Australia. We didn't have, you know, Rudy in Scotland. We didn't have all the people we have in you know, the UK and Europe in general and everywhere else, you know. But I always thought, like, if I released it at 6 on Sunday, then, you know, it's going to be a Monday morning somewhere, you know, in the world for somebody to be listening to. And it apparently works, because, like, I don't think about it sometimes. Like, I release it at 6 and then, you know, like, I'll go to bed at, like, I don't know, 10:30 on a Sunday night. And I'll look at it and I'm like, wow, this thing already has like 30 listens. Like, who the hell's listening to it on a Saturday or on a Sunday night, you know? But realistically, it's probably, you know, everybody else, you know, that's further around in the world, and it's Monday morning for them. So so that's why I kind of leave it at that Sunday night, because I mean, it's, you know, hell, it's Monday morning somewhere, you know. Like, we'll just take the 5 o'clock somewhere and we'll just change it. It's Monday morning somewhere. But yeah, man, this has been a blast, dude. I really appreciate it. You know,
one last question. Hey, yeah. You talk about the guy Stacks in Delaware.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't find him.
Yeah, you don't want to find
him. I'm in Delaware.
You don't want to find him.
Come on, man. He seems so cool.
He's not that cool. Don't hype him up on here, man. Please do not. I'll get text messages now. He'll want to come on more. He'll think he's the third host or something.
He wants to be part of it.
Yeah.
Man, I love it.
Stats is all right. I'll give him a little bit of. He's an artist.
Give him my email. You can customsugsdetailing.com.
Yeah, he's in Clayton.
Clayton, Delaware. Okay.
Yeah. At least according to his Facebook, that says where his current city.
Apparently I looked up with that and it was in UK.
Yeah. Or no, wait, hang on. Smyrna, Delaware? Maybe.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know.
It says 35 minutes.
Yeah, his work. So LHF detailing is in Smyrna, Delaware. Places lived, his current city says Clayton, Delaware. So I don't know. He's in Delaware somewhere. I don't care. He's far enough away from me. That's all I know.
I just want to get some hands-on training instead of YouTube training where, like, other training. Like, I mean, hands on. That's how I learned the best, man. Like,
you can't go wrong with the Gloss University training. I mean, if you can manage it. I mean, I know it. You know, it kind of stinks because you gotta. You know,
I gotta take that leap.
Yeah, they just had that one at Ring Brothers, which is such a great training. When I did it last year, it was it was just the best. I had a little bit of FOMO this year because I wasn't able to go. I really wanted to try and go to it, but you know, doing the Air Force One thing, we had to raise money for that versus I could have probably used money to go to Gloss U. But yeah, if you could do a Gloss U, that's an incredible training. Chicago Auto Pros, they do killer trainings, especially with the car supplies warehouse that we have. You know, they have that and they have that deal for the Detail Wise Network. Renee's training, if you want to learn some business and some detailing, that's a killer training as well. I have a buddy that just went a few months back and he said it was definitely worth all the money. You know, not cheap, but he said it was definitely worth all the money. So yeah, I mean, you can find some pretty good ones around. Stats, if you're still listening at this point, man, get with my man over here and maybe show him how to do some stuff. So
give me a little pointer or something, man. Let's meet face to face. But like, there's no training really East Coast side. There's really no.
There are. You just kind of have to find them. You know, I mean, Grant Menard down in Pennsylvania does a lot of trainings. I don't know how far Delaware is from Pennsylvania.
Depending where in PA, but
I'm not sure where he is in PA, but I'm Trying to think. I don't know if Barry's in Pennsylvania, you know, with SB3, and he does a lot of trainings. Matty Arndt, Matt's Wax, he's in Chicago or the Chicago area. So I don't know how that, no, that gets Delaware. That's probably pretty far from Delaware. Yeah, that's
8 hour. No. Yeah.
Matty does a killer training. He does. I mean, and Matty's part of the Gloss University. So, you know, when you do your training with him, you're kind of getting that Gloss University training in a way. Trying to think who else is on like up that way. I don't know if like the detailed image or detailed domain guys do any trainings here and there, but I know they're kind of up in the New Yorkish type area. Oh. So I don't know how far that is from Delaware. Mm-hmm. Apparently, yeah. You can tell I don't look at maps because I don't know how far Delaware is from anything.
From Florida?
Yeah. I mean, well, you know, like, that's the thing. I was talking to a guy the other day and I was like, dude, like, you know, he was in like Ohio or something like that. And he was in Pennsylvania. And I was telling him about somebody in Ohio for Aquatech that does trainings. And he's like, oh, he's like, yeah. He goes, yeah. He goes, that's probably only like 6 hours. He's like, I could drive that. And I'm thinking to myself, like, dude, you could drive for like 6 hours and you'd still be in Florida, you know, like that whole like middle part of the country seems very close together and very easy to drive to versus, you know, you try to drive in Florida and it just, you know,
I drove to Ohio for work and it was easy. It was an easy drive. It was just straight out for work. Construction training. But like, I was like, man, I know there's some people out here. I should probably go visit.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, listen, if anybody's still listening at this point, anybody's in the Delaware area, who would be willing to help Matt here do some training. Matt, why don't you drop all your contacts, your socials, whatever you want to give out. If somebody wants to reach out to you and maybe try and help you out or something.
All right. Social security number is
mother's maiden name.
Net wife at work.
Yeah. What was the name of your first pet? Like,
pet's name. Really the best would be custom suds detailing@gmail.com would be the easiest way to getting a hold. That way my phone reaches at me, alerts me. You know, I get contact that way. Or Facebook or Instagram is same, custom suds detailing.
Okay.
You'll find me there. But my webpage, like I say, I'm not a web designer. I need someone, like, it's fine. I did the good enough. If you check it out, like, it's good. It's basic. Gets to the point.
I mean, we have a sponsor, you know. If you stop skipping commercials, you might hear the sponsor.
I hear the sponsor. I'm not there yet, dude.
You might hear the ad for Detailers Roadmap. They're pretty good, and they're pretty affordable, too.
I know. Okay, well, once I get that water sprinkler in my house, I will.
Yeah.
I'll sign up for it. Okay.
Yeah, there you go. All right, buddy. Listen, man, you have a great night. I really do appreciate this. I'm sure we'll.
Thank you, man. It's been a pleasure.
All right, man. Take care. Thanks, buddy.
Have a good night.
You too. Bye. Thanks. All right, everybody. So that was Matt, our first email. Dude, this made it so much more fun, man. I didn't have to stress out to like find somebody. Just had a great time. As always, just casual conversation, man. Just learning about other detailers and what they do and what they like and all that other fun stuff. So if you want to be on the show, send us an email, detailsolutionspodcast@gmail.com. Please go like, share, follow, subscribe, hit us up anywhere that you're listening to us. Leave us that 5-star review. Much appreciated. Please help me get to 1,000 followers on TikTok. It's the Detail Solutions Pod on TikTok. I think we're like 550 or something like that. We're getting there. That's it. You guys have a great day, night, weekend, whenever you're listening to this. Appreciate it. Take care.